Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Back to our Monday interview podcast, where I'm thrilled that we have one of our favorite reoccurring guests back on, Vaidya Jay. Vaidya is the Sanskrit word for doctor. I affectionately call him Dr. J as well, but now he prefers Vaidya J. He is my personal Ayurvedic teacher. I've been working with him for many years. He is so knowledgeable about Ayurveda and the deep wisdom of how this can help us in modern life, in self-care, in really learning to tune in to the flow and the greater energies around us and how this can really benefit our physical bodies, our emotional well-being, our mental health, and so on and so forth. Today, we get into topics like burnout and transitioning between summer and fall, which is a big transition mentally and also in our bodies. So it's a really great conversation. I can't wait to get into it. But before I do, I just want to give a little reminder to please leave us a review on iTunes, which is free and easy and a wonderful way to support the show. And if you screenshot your review and email it to us at reviews@mysaluna.com, we will send you our mini course, Self-Love on Self-Love Affirmations. I give 7 little talks and affirmations, this whole process that I've been using myself that I find very effective for rewiring your limiting beliefs and feeling more expansive and more that you can step into your fullest potential. So it's a really great mini course. And again, you get it for free. Just email us with your screenshot, reviews@mysaluna.com. And also, please remember to subscribe to our show. That way you don't miss out on any of these interview podcasts or our Thursday Q&A community shows, which are also amazing. All the questions come right from you guys. So subscription is a great way to get into that consistent flow. All right. All of that being said, let's get right into our show today with the amazing Vaidya Jay. Vaidya Jay, I'm so excited to have you back on the podcast. You're one of my favorite guests, as always. I feel like I always learn so much when we chat.
Thank you, Kimberly. Thank you for having me and then continuing our conversation to bring our audience to Ayurveda and longevity.
Ayurveda and longevity. And I feel like this month is a big one, Vaidya Jay, because it's September, which is like a little bit of a funny month because sometimes it's still hot. It's hot here in LA where we are, but it's this transition from summer to fall in many ways. The weather changes and then also energetically, summer is like, oh, I'll go to the pool. Like things slow down. A lot of people are out of the office. And suddenly I feel it in my own life. I did, Jay. Bubby just started kindergarten, if you can believe it.
Oh my gosh.
So he's in school and suddenly my mornings are like, oh my gosh, I have to, you know, fill out these COVID forms every day before we go to school. I have to make his lunch. I have to get the water. I have to get Moses ready and packed in the car. And it's just like, you know, and then the work and everything's picking up and just so much going on. Vaidya Jay. So it's like this energetic shift that I think a lot of people are feeling right now. And we want to support our bodies during this and our minds.
Yeah, yeah. So any season, transition is called as sandhi in Ayurveda. Sandhi, means an angle or a corner. So we will be cornered by certain aspects of time and space to adjust and come with a new perspective of life.
Yes.
So it also puts us to a challenge of resilience, to see how resilient we are. Like all animals, birds are now preparing to migrate because they're embracing their shift. And we are the only, beings on the earth who don't embrace this challenge. But for longevity, challenge in shift of climate is very vital. So Ayurveda says that one who embraces the change in the climate is bound to live a long, healthy life.
And what do you mean embrace the change, Vaidya Jay? Do you mean change our diet or mentally, complain about the weather?
All of the above.
Okay.
Because, there's a physical change. From an Ayurvedic point of view, a physical change is, definitely a mental shift. A mental shift is an emotional adjustment.
Yes.
Because we are having some fixated ideas of summer wearing certain type of clothes, being in the ocean or being in the water pools that has been fixated into us. And now we are going to lose that. So that shift is emotionally shifting. And then all of this will gradually go towards a spiritual acceptance and surrender. If we are going into surrender, we're like, okay, this is going to happen no matter what I wish or I don't wish. It's going to happen. And why not embrace it and surrender to this change and bring about a spiritual experience out of this? So interestingly, all cultures, Kimberly, have festivals at the time of these shifts. Either there is Vaisakhi, which is near spring, and now the fall, there is, we will embrace the 10 days of the goddess.
Yes, Navratri.
That's right. Navratri is coming. So all that is to give us the inner strength to embrace this change and surrender to the divine. That's why divine is constantly being highlighted and giving us that a chance and an opportunity to prove ourselves that we are with the flow of the universe. We are not separate from it.
Yes. And the flow of the universe is flowing. There is dynamic change. I have to tell you, Vaidya Jay, I had a tough time, last week when Bubby started school. It was a lot of changes. We cut his hair for the first time. He had dreadlocks and we had to buy clothes. He's a very free child here in the mountains. He's naked or he's been in costumes since he was three. And now he's going to school. And I had to sit back and really sit with myself, IJJ, because it brought up a lot for me. Like, oh, my baby is growing. And, you get so used to this child. But then you also realize they are their own entity. And it is part of that flow. And I have had a spiritual experience, like you're talking about, really being okay with change. It feels like it does make you more resilient when you embrace it. It took me a minute. I cried a lot for about 3 days. And then I felt very peaceful.
That's the mother's heart.
Yes.
Of, letting a child to fly, almost like a bird that was sitting in the nest, very cozy and very, at peace with what is, in the life. And suddenly this small, beautiful bird is going to fly off. It's very anxious state for the mother. Father too, but mom has that closest attachment to the child. So to have that acceptance, and it is necessary, both. He has to move on. He has to go into this system that the society has put together, from being a free bird to a...
a caged bird. No, I'm just kidding.
Lack of a better word, yes. So, but what does it do? It is necessary to learn these society, rules and regulations.
Yes. Right?
So that's what he's embracing, and you are coming in terms with it and then accepting, yes, he has to do this, because in the universe too, the universe has some very strong laws to follow. So like day has to end with the night. It's a law.
Yes.
And in Vedic terms, we call them as Hrita. Hrita or Satya means ultimate truth.
Ultimate truth.
So a summer season has to end with a fall season. There's no perpetual 365 days of summer. It's not possible. That's how the nature is designed. That's why it is represented as cyclical. Everything is cyclical. That's the reason why if you observe the Indian, you know, deities or, you know, gods and goddesses, they have a disc in their hand always. So the disc represents the cyclical order of the universe. So the atom is, you know, spinning with electrons. Then the solar system is spinning, the galaxies are spinning. So there is a spinning action that is all cyclical in fashion. So that's what we enroll into as humans as well. We have a cyclical, you know, birth to death cycle, you know. That's the ultimate truth that Vedas and Ayurveda, you know, always reminds us that nothing is permanent. It's going to change. We embrace the change. And, you know, evoke the divinity in you to say, this is part of my own evolution.
So it's, you know what it feels like to me, Vaidya J. It's so hard not to say Dr. J because I'm so used to saying it. But okay. Vaidya is the Sanskrit term of, you know, doctor. So it feels like to me, it's these lessons, deep lessons in non-attachment, because all of this changes and your children grow and the seasons change. But the one thing that is permanent is the true self, is spirit inside of you. So I think, you know, what I feel is all this stuff keeps changing, and then it strengthens my relationship inside because this is the one thing you can always rely on. This is the one thing you can count on is spirit.
That's right. That's right. And then there's no change in it. Everything is changing, but our consciousness is unchangeable. And it is in that consciousness all these changes happening.
Yeah. And so not to take them so seriously and not to get so wrapped up in it. But at the same time, which we'll get into now, take some practical steps to really support the body, the mind. Mental health and emotional balance are so big right now. Yeah. Vaidya J, as you know, people are really stressed. We're going into fall. The pandemic's been going on for like going on 2 years. So we want to take the practical steps, but I'm glad we started the conversation with this. At the same time, there is a decision to surrender more, to really embrace change, even though we don't like it, but to really step up to that resiliency and know, hey, all of this is, you know, moving sand around us, but we still have our center and we can always rely on that.
Yeah. So the word that I want to tell all of our listeners for this specific episode is attachment. So the stronger the attachment from the ego point of view, ego point of view, like the 3 days of your detachment that, you know, now my baby is going to go to school. He was always with me. Now this change, that attachment is coming from ego point of view.
Right? Yes.
So that ego, how do we mend this ego? How do we, you know, take the ego into our control? Rather than ego controlling us, is a very interesting, you know, lesson to learn when the seasons are changing.
Yes. Hey, beauties, you've heard me talk about how important digestion is over the years. And I have an amazing product for you that really does help your digestion day in and day out. It is called the Feel Good Digestive Enzymes. And they are enzymes that you take right before you eat. So you would take them right before lunch, right before dinner. And what they do is they help to break down your food better. It helps to digest the protein, the carbs, and the fat, and also to break down fiber, because fiber, especially if you're not used to eating a lot of plant food, can make you bloated, as well as candida. So the enzymes break everything down so that you get more nutrients from your food, which makes you healthy and beautiful and strong and revitalized. You get more nutrients, and it also helps you digest faster so that it helps to prevent bloating. So it's an amazing product, and I've been a huge fan of digestive enzymes for a long time. And then we invented our own. We formulated our own, which have very high quantities of lipase, for instance, to break down fat and all these strains. So it's a really balanced, amazing formula. You can check it out over at mysaluna.com. And you can use the code wellness15 for 15% off all supplements and skincare. So check it out, mysaluna.com, wellness15. How how do you best deal with that, Vijay? For me, it's meditation, stillness, reflection. I know when I'm still, even in the midst of change, then I can reflect and then I start to notice those feelings mm-hmm. and I create space and I say, oh, that's the ego rising up and wanting to control. Mm-hmm. So for me, meditation and stillness. And I know you, Vijay, you have all your like amazing morning routine and your whole, whole Ayurvedic program. Can you share a little bit about, cause I know your son, Krishna, Vijay, you've gone through these changes. How old is he now? Is he 10? Is he 9?
He's 14 now.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God, Vijay, I've known you for so long. I remember when he was 7.
Yeah, he came to your house and we did the chanting, remember?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So how do you, what do you do, Vijay, when all this stuff keeps coming? Seasons, work, kids growing.
Yeah.
How have you dealt with it?
The dealing with it is to be prepared. I think Ayurveda, the routine is the most important aspect of the preparing for this change or bending the ego is to know what is accepting what is under your control. Like a routine is totally under your control.
Yes.
Right. So they have these great sages have said, okay, if things are changing, look into what you can, have total control over. That mm-hmm. is positive to your life. So a simple example, even every day getting up in the morning at the same time is one thing that all of our listeners can just make a simple attempt. So between 6 and 7 or between 5 and 6, whatever time that is good, waking up at that time is under my control and it is going to help me to be healthy and feel that, that is the beauty of life. There is things that are not under control. There are things that are under control and there is wisdom to distinguish between what is in my control and what is not.
And right.
The routine teaches that.
So all the outside world is not under our control, but right. We control the inner state and these routines, which we can establish mm-hmm. are going to help us navigate and stay balanced in change so we can stay stable, healthy and resilient.
Right. So
routines.
Routine is something that even the longest living people have embraced because, I'll tell another beautiful gem of a routine here. Drinking just, water, hot water in the morning, right? It doesn't take much time. You just warm up a cup of hot water and then you drink it. Just drinking that is a routine because...
Yes.
Yeah, it is something that your mind is constantly, coming in acceptance that, okay, I do this and it makes me feel good. And I do this makes me feel good. So feeling good is coming from a positive affirmation. A positive affirmation is rooted in a routine that is happening on everyday basis. So that's the... to say what you asked for, like, how do you, accept the change that my son is going through? How do you accept the change my body is going through is to go back to my routine. Every entity or every aspect of life has a routine. Son has a routine that he has 12 hours. He cannot change it. He has to go from one place to another. When we do the sun salutations, that's what we do, 12 sun salutations on a daily basis to salute the sun who is following the routine of coming, whether I am awake or I'm not, I'm asleep. He comes up and then he goes down. So that routine is amazing.
Vijay, let me ask you a question. I get this question sometimes as well. We here at Soluna, we talk a lot about morning routine and hot water with lemon, taking our SBO probiotics, drinking GGS, and that feels very stabilizing to me. Meditation, and I vary the ingredients in the GGS. And so on and so forth. But what about, you know, we're talking about routines being stabilizing, but then also seasons changing. So how much do we have to vary our routines, in, you know, according to Ayurveda? Because some of these things I do every day, like we said, the hot water lemon, the GGS, the probiotic, the meditation. For me, morning routine is stable throughout the year.
Right.
And sometimes in the winter when it's really cold, you know, of course I take it out. I drink it more room temperature. I still have the hot beverage first in my body, which you have also taught me about, Vitagen J, so important to digestion. But how much, you know, of course we're, I know we talked about so much, you know, varying the spices per season, some of our herbs, but how much of our routines do we really have to change?
Yeah, definitely. So the daily thing that you talked about, Kimberly, is to center us. That's the conscious surrender, self-maintaining, you know, aspect of ourselves. And we also embrace the change around us. So we need to change our diet. You know, for that matter, we have to change the type of oil that we are doing on the body, the spices we use, the type of clothing that we, you know, put on, all that, the gems that we wear, the aroma that we put on the body. It's been very clearly said that has to change according to the season. So, so the routine is the same, but the peripheral things that are related to what the change in the nature or the season is influencing, because same type of food is not going to be grown. Whatever was growing in summer is not going to be grown in the winter. So we have to prepare the body to, you know, get into this transition of eating something. We were eating all kinds of raw food, you know, fruits and things like that. That is going to now, you know, go into a different type of a presentation where you'll, you know, start looking at preservable, you know, food, like the pumpkin, the sweet potatoes, the yams, which come in and they can be preserved during the winter. So like the oils, you know, which are stable oils, like the coconut oil, the sesame oil, the almond oil, the pistachio oil, all these oils that can be preserved. So the diet is now going towards more conserving and preserving, because as we go towards the winter, we need more, you know, calories or more energy to continue to support the body function, because cold always takes away more energy from our body, right?
And what about an interesting Vitagen J going towards, you know, going towards winter, but still this transition we're in right now from summer, where there's so much pitta energy, into fall, where there's so much vata, which, you know, for me, my vata gets imbalanced. I think a lot of people do. That's like the, you know, anxiety, spaciness, constipation, all of that. So how do we, you know, that's great to say about the preserving of foods. What herbs and spices can support us in this transition, you know, keep our digestion healthy, our energy up?
Yeah, you got the two very vital points in there. So the first thing is, what happens to all that heat that the body has accumulating, right? Because of the summer, we say that it needs to be eliminated. All that happens is it comes to the gut. So the gut is fully taxed, because all these heat toxins, which we call as pitta in excess, has come into the gut, and it's now stationed in the gut, right?
Okay.
So we think about, okay, what do I do? I need to purge. So there are many methods of purging. Even your beautiful green detox drink can purge out everything, right? Or otherwise, we can use triphala, which is, you know, taking these three fruits in the powder form, which helps to purge as well. So we take a larger dose every 3 days or every 5 days. You can take maybe 4 capsules to 6 capsules of triphala, you know, powder made into capsules, and you swallow them. And then that helps to, you know, purge it down. And if people are not so keen about, you know, bigger purge, they can go into a fruit-based thing, like made out of prunes, made out of raisins, and made out of some amount of either, you know, either use castor oil to purge out, or even they can use the same triphala along with the fruit, you know, the pureed fruit. So
what you're saying, Dr. J, when you talk about purging, is to really almost like a cleanse, like you want to have a lot of bowel movements.
Right.
And we also have our detoxy formula, Dr. J, which is really great for that. It's basically oxygen, magnesium, vitamin C. So we just, whatever we're doing, is that an extended period where you just want to make sure you're eliminating a lot? Or is it like you do it for a few days to get rid of all the summer heat?
Yeah.
How does that work?
A period of 3 weeks is what
three
is.
3 weeks. Three okay. Weeks.
Like people can, our listeners can say, okay, this next 3 weeks,
yes,
I'm going to use the time to purge myself, eat very, you know, light plant-based diet. And every night they will make this, concoction. Made out of like some, maybe half a cup of raisins, not half a cup, quarter cup of raisins, and couple of, prunes cooked in water. When they become soft, puree it, and then take that with two capsules of triphala or the magnesium supplement that you have, the detoxy, that can be taken as well. So you just drink it, and then it'll start moving everything. So the idea is to bind things. Bind things which are now, becoming stagnant in the colon, in the lining of the gut, in the intestines. They're getting stagnant and they're swelling. So you want to bring your, the detox or the purging to, bind these heat toxins and then eliminate it out.
Is it true, Dr. J, that if we keep the heat in our body, that is a major cause of aging?
Correct. So two things happen. When the heat is trapped inside, it will turn into inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second thing it also does is it will go towards the skin. Once it is in the gut, the second thing it will do is shift from the gut through the lymphatic system. It comes towards the skin.
And then ages the skin.
Exactly.
Wow.
It makes it age faster. The collagen and elastin fibers that get more, dissolved or broken down because there is more inflammation in the skin.
So we really have to move this pitta energy through us. Otherwise, it's going to cause a lot of issues.
Right. And then also drinking teas, like you were saying, what are the spices? Like the spices, the coriander tea or chamomile tea, even the coconut water is a great source of taking the heat. So you're taking the heat either from bowel or through urine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the two ways of eliminating it. So all the, nice cooling teas will be great. So chamomile, chrysanthemum, licorice tea, things like that will be very good to move things out. And then if you're making an oatmeal or something in this season, using cardamom on the oatmeal will be a great spice choice to use. Cardamom is very aromatic and very, palatable type of a spice, which can be sprinkled on the oatmeal and then eaten. Things like that, include one or two of them during the day so that your heat toxin inside the body is slowly eliminated and neutralized.
So we focus on balancing the pitta and the heat before we even think about combating the vata imbalance for fall. This is like the precursor. This is the transition that has to happen.
Right. And then what happens is if we don't pay attention to all the heat that is accumulated, we'll take the vata, the unstable, windy energy that is there in the body, and it'll bring the skin to a much more challenging situation where it becomes even dry and cracky. So the skin will start.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
And also the hair, Vaidya Jay, your hair can get really dry.
Absolutely.
That's because that heat has built up and we haven't moved it.
Right. Right. So once this purging is done, then you go back to healthy fats. So the healthy fats include the coconut oil or avocados or even like hemp seeds, pumpkin seeds, the things like that, which is going towards, because all the festivals that happen in this season are all using sesame seed, dishes or peanut dishes, things like that, where you automatically, eat these because of festivity or because of, festival reasons, religious reasons, but you're embracing a health concept right away when you're eating all of these, types of food.
Well, Vita J, for someone listening to this and they're like, okay, I'm, you know, taking detoxy or, you know, having whatever I'm taking and I'm pooping a lot more. Yeah. How does one know when they're ready to move out of the purging stage, when the pitta is left and they can move into healthy fat, you know, preparing for Vata season? Is it an intuitive thing, or does Ayurveda just lay out a certain time frame for everybody?
Yeah, so a very good question. So those who are doing this type of a 3 week detox, you know, I would start doing it once every third day. So by 3 weeks, you will have close to 8 or 9 of these, you know, drinks or purges that they have had. Mm. And each purge will bring them to maybe 2 bowel movements or 3 bowel movements of purging.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that is ideal for any body type. Physically, if you feel that you're going more than 3 times in the morning after taking this, then you need to cut it down to maybe once a week.
Right. Okay.
So between the two experiences that we will have, and then your subjective symptoms, what you feel is you will feel light. You will feel your body is, much more, less irritated. And when you go to the bowel movements, after the bowel movement will not feel that there is irritation. You know? So all these signs you will look at, and then you say, okay, I'm done. Ideally, 3 weeks, as I suggested, is the best period to do. Either you do once a week or twice a week.
Is that 3 weeks of transition recommended for each of the seasons, Vaidya, like winter to spring, spring to summer, summer to fall?
But in the fall we purge, because now the heat toxin is accumulating. But in spring we do something different. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in the spring.
We will do that for our listeners in spring, what we want to do. That will be the suspense.
So, you know, going back, it's interesting that heat builds up, and we do get a fair amount of questions about people having issues with their hair, hair falling out, hair getting really dry. This is a sign then of pitta imbalance, but couldn't it also be vata too, by DJ?
Yeah. So pitta is the one which thins out the hair and then grays the hair faster, but vata makes it dry and brittle. Right. Mm. So both of these are happening in this season. Right. So what we want to, you know, tell our listeners is that a simple solution is just, you know, oiling the hair, even putting on the coconut oil on the hair is very beneficial. Second thing is that if they have some issues going on with the blood, then they have to, like, if some people who are anemic will become, the anemia becomes more pronounced as we go towards the fall season. So they have to think about how can they support their blood, you know, nourishment, like pomegranates or grapes or acai berry, things that have, you know, large quantities of iron in them will be a good choice to make to support the hair. So oiling the hair and then drinking something that supports the blood.
So you said acai is great for the blood. Yeah. Pomegranates, all these like redder kind of fruits.
Exactly.
What else from like a savory standpoint, like, you know, like in the rice vegetable category is great for the hair?
The most of the dark vegetables are great for the hair. You think about kale chard, Swiss chard, etc., and collard greens, they all benefit the hair. But the most important, thing is to cook in iron skillets or iron, pots and pans once a week, or twice a week, because iron is supposed to be the best tonic for the hair. So cooking in these utensils is making sure that you're nourishing your hair.
Yeah, and sometimes taking iron supplements can be tricky. You know, there's a relationship with calcium, like other things.
Yes.
So it's better to get the iron naturally. You can get it from black beans as well. Yes. Lots of iron and, you know, all kinds of like sesame seeds and tahini and all sorts of things.
Right. Yeah. And you know, like the Brazilian nets, for example, have you know, large quantities of selenium and gold and iron. Millet, finger millet, the black millet, that, you know, millets have a large quantity of iron in them, also calcium. So people who want to help their hair should have you know, millets. That's one of the things that I have seen. People who live in the lands where millet is the most dominant grain, they never have hair issues. Never. So
really? But I thought, remember when we were doing that class, are you, which one was it by DJ? It was like, I think it was a class where it was one of the nutrition classes that we took, but I loved all our classes. And there was one on grain, and it was how millet takes a lot of water or something. So it's like a drier, dry though.
This may be a little higher concept for all our listeners, but for Ayurveda, bone is responsible for hair health. So the bone's health has to be nourished. In our system, we say that if the bone is dry, bone is healthy, then the hair becomes long and healthy as well. So the dry quality of millet is necessary for bone as well as for the blood.
Wow. Yes, because you said blood is related to hair health, but bone too. So that means calcium is really important.
So iron and calcium are both present in the millet.
Wow. Okay. That's really helpful. I'm laughing because I'm so excited by DJ. You know, my next book is coming out in January. And, you know, I just got galleys. I was looking at them. And I actually feature you in the Vitality chapter, right? This chapter about really like amplifying our life force. And one thing about you, DJ, and I know we're not taking a video of this right now, but you have jet black hair. You don't have any gray. And
I do a little bit now.
A little bit, but oh my gosh. but do you think it's, it's so many things, isn't it? It's like you're eating this way, you're eating the iron and the calcium, you're eating the millet, but also you meditate so much, Vijay, you have your routines. So you're constantly dissipating the pitta from your practices. So do you think that's one of the reasons your hair doesn't get gray, is because you don't have that stress build up, and that, you know, people say, oh, the gray hair is caused by stress, which really is that pitta, isn't it?
Yeah, build up. So you embody your practice and then the practice will do it for you. You don't have to put any special efforts because it becomes part of you. You embrace every aspect of your living to promoting your own health. So yeah. I don't put a special effort in really, like, my routine is routine. I don't miss out on my routine on a daily basis. I do it every day, no matter what.
Right.
So that, I think, is what our listeners have to slowly come to terms with. Like, you know, I was starting, we had this conversation before as well, drinking the hot water, which you have been promoting for a long time to all our your listeners, is just first step into the routine. And then you will start noticing that it constructively impacts your aging process. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to take a bunch of supplements. You don't have to do that. You have to just take one or two steps towards this routine that you want to embrace. And then there comes your anti-aging process.
That's right. And I will say, Vijay, it's funny. I get some DMs sometimes on Instagram being like, what hair color do you use? Your hair looks so natural to cover grays. And I said, I've never colored my hair once, you know, like I know some people start early, like in their 20s, there's a genetic component, but to your point, I just feel like, you know, meditation is huge for me. That's like my anchor. That is my ultimate anchor. And then I do these practices. I eat whole foods. I focus on digestion. I take our probiotics and detox. See, I don't take a lot of supplements, but a few things. And you're right. Like, I just feel like things work pretty well.
Yeah, they come themselves. And the universal forces will start working with you. You're not going against the universal forces. So the sun will give you the amount of energy that you need. The wind will, facilitate your breathing and your energy levels. The fluids in the water and the ocean will, you know, reflect on you. So it's a beautiful way of being one with the surrounding. That's what I feel that is the most powerful way of being that you're not alone, that everything around you, you belong to that mountain, you belong to that ocean, you belong to this, you know, breeze. It's all you. So that's what you embrace.
Wow. So beautiful. So it's, we embrace this balance. Right now, there's a lot of heat, cooling spices.
Correct.
And then after the purging time is done, you said healthy fats. And then what are those spices a little bit later in the fall when we want to like help with vata?
Yeah. Like nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
Yep. Sesame seeds.
Mm.
Then we have cumin.
Mm.
Fennel.
Isn't fennel cooling? Isn't
warming.
Oh, warming. Fennel is warming.
Coriander is cooling.
And so why would you have coriander in the fall?
Because you're still, see, the pitta, when it increases, it goes like a bell curve. It increases. It doesn't peak like that. It goes and then it gradually tapers down. So you want to make sure that it completely subsides in the body without leaving any traces.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do a little bit of coriander, but remaining will be all spices that move the gut efficiently downwards.
And you know, Vaidya, when we did do our Ayurvedic cooking class, what I loved about it, everything was so delicious, but it's really like, you know, the right oils, the right vegetables and grains, and then these spices, like it's pretty like simple. We can teach people to, you know, cook simply, but it's really delicious.
Yeah. So the secret is bringing these spices based on the season. Your staples are according to the season as well. Like you will choose the vegetables from the, you know, garden or from the, you know, your farmer's markets, whatever is grown and then bought to the farmer's market is best for you to, break down and assimilate. And then the spices are according to the season. You add them so that whatever you're eating is appropriated into your body, into your tissues.
Right. But it's simple. And that's how I like to eat. Some of these recipes with like 20 things and you're baking. And you're
not at all. Yeah. I don't think that's Ayurvedic cooking at all.
Yeah.
Anything exorbitant is not Ayurvedic cooking, I think. It seems to be as simple and very quick and fresh as possible.
Yeah. Most meals we make, Dr. J, are like under, I say, 10 minutes.
Yeah. You only think time that takes it to cook the grain or cook the lentils or something, but remaining is all like just quick fix.
One day, Vaidya J, you and I are going to come out with an Ayurvedic cooking course or something like seasonal. That'd be really wonderful.
That's my heart. Let's do that. Our listeners will be very
much interested with that. I think that's a wonderful guide because I just feel like in this day and age too, people are so busy and you know, then it's like, what do I make for dinner? And then it gets like, oh my gosh, you get overwhelmed and then people end up getting takeout or something, you know? It's
like, the planning is bigger than even cooking. Like, okay, where should I get what? So it defeats the purpose. You should be able to see what you have in your cabinet and should be able to create a quick meal for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And have that stock, get the right spices, but then ultimately you just have it there and you can go with that. Well, Jay, I feel like I could talk to you forever and ever and ever. Is there anything else you want to add about this period? What, you know, listeners can do to support themselves? Maybe some herbs, like if you're feeling stressed, Atreya Herbs, your company has the most amazing organic herbs and beauties. You know, I've had these conversations with Vaidya J, the in-depthness of the regions in India where the best herbs come from, because sometimes in this world, you know, things get commercial and people are just like making things, but Vaidya J is really sourcing so carefully, you know, the altitude and the climate and who's foraging the herbs and all the sustainability. So, thank you for creating those, Vaidya J. I've been taking your herbs, you know, on and off, different, all the different cycles of my pregnancy and, you know, different periods for years now. What can you recommend to us as some general tonics for fall? Shatavari is kind of a, you know, it's a women's supportive. It's kind of been in and out of my life for a long time.
Shatavari is a great choice. You said it. Amalaki is another one. Ashwagandha for men and women. So great choices of that nature. And we talked about the hair. So there's another herb called as Bringaraj. Bringaraj is also very good for eclipse alba. That's what is the name of this herb. And it's also a hair tonic, and people who are having challenges with their hair can do the Eclipta Alba Bringaraj, you know, either powder as a tea or a capsule. And in Atreya, we have what is called as healthy hair capsules, which contains Bringaraj as one of the main major ingredients. And yeah, these tonics that we mostly, they are adaptogenics. They adapt you to the next season. So Ashwagandha, Shatavari, Amalaki, even the maca that we, you know, so-called maca that is, you know, in famous nowadays. Maca is also a great tonic to take in this season. So
those wonderful, wonderful choices by DJ. Can you explain a little bit quickly about the difference between taking the herbs in a powder form? Like, I've always put them in hot water and drank them versus taking them in a capsule. Like, to maximize the benefits, should we drink something hot after the capsules, or what do you recommend?
Yeah, the taste of the herb is also very important in Ayurveda, because the taste is directly related to the emotions. So, you know, we have like, I have a bitter taste, or I'm something like that, you know. So the bitterness is, or a taste that is, not all herbs are bitter, but the taste that is bound to the herb is very good for working with the mind. Whereas the capsules have potency in them. So when you take it, if you drink anything warm, then it helps to break down the herb much better. So what you do is, if you're taking the powder, you take it as a tea, you dissolve it in hot water and then just shot it down. Or when you take the capsule, drink it with something warm, even a warm tea or even hot water or hot almond milk, something like that, to just, you know, activate the herbs.
Okay. So as long as we add that heat element, the capsules, which are so convenient, is the way to go.
We'll be okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And sometimes, like, how long should someone see the effects of the herbs? Like, it's subtle, right? Yeah. It can feel like, you know, self-checking in.
So they vibrate in a way to align your body towards the benefit that we are looking at. Ideally, I would say anywhere between 3 weeks to 5 weeks is when their effect gradually goes from lymphatic system to blood, to the muscle, to the fat, the bone marrow, and the reproductive. So it has to reach all these levels to give you entire body effect.
Okay. Yeah. So we just keep taking them, just like anything else. You take probiotics every day. You trust that it's starting to rebuild your gut health.
Right.
You take digestive enzymes. It's helping to break down your food. You take your herbs, and it's kind of plant medicine, right? The power of these plants is coming in and just helping to rebalance your body.
That's right.
Beautiful. Well, Vijay, thank you so much for being here with us today. As
thank
always,
you.
Such
thank
a blessing, so much wisdom. Yeah. And please share your website, Vijay. We will link to this beauties in the show notes as well, directly to get Vijay's products, his herbs. Everything is so carefully curated and formulated. That, I love to share about it. So tell us your website again, Vijay, please.
It's AtreyaHerbs.com.
AtreyaHerbs.com. And we, again, beauties, we will link to this directly. So you can check it out. You can check out more about Vijay. And please check out, we'll link to this in the show notes as well. We have so many other podcasts we've done on many other topics.
I love to be on this podcast. Thank you, Kimberly, for having me. Thank you for sharing all this wisdom to all of our listeners, which is so vital at this time.
Yep. Totally. I agree. And thank you, Vijay, for being the channel for the wisdom. Namaste.
Namaste to you.
So much gratitude.
Thank you. Namaste to you.
All right, my loves. I hope you enjoyed our conversation today as much as I enjoyed being in the conversation. I really, really love talking to Vijay. Please check out our show notes for links to his herbal company if you're interested in that. Also other podcasts, articles, recipes, meditations, things that I think you would enjoy. It's over there, mysaluna.com. Also, please check out our free Saluna app in the App Store if you haven't yet already. It makes it very easy to find all the key information. There's sections on meditation and recipes in our Saluna circle.
And I'm also on social. So if you want to connect, I'll be there as well. I look forward to connecting with you more. My social handle is @_KimberlySnyder. See you Thursday for our next Q&A show. Till then, sending you so much love.
Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you could see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, folks. Today I'm bringing you the soothing sounds of Xfinity Internet hard at work. Let's listen in. Xfinity brings peace of mind with fast speeds, reliable in-home Wi-Fi coverage, and protection for your connected devices. Can your internet...